Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we break down complex systems to get to the insights that, you know, you really need to know.
Today, we're stepping onto the factory floor.
We are. It's a world of razor-thin margins, intense quality control, just immense pressure to produce. But we're not talking about robots or automation today.
Yeah, we're talking about the most critical and honestly, the most volatile variable in that entire system.
Yeah.
The people. The workforce.
That's right. And if you're focused on operational excellence, you know these industrial environments are, well, they're completely unforgiving.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
A single hiccup on a production line can have immediate, I mean, 5 or 6 figure consequences.
So our mission for this deep dive is to get into the weeds on something called manufacturing staffing, or MS, and show why it's not just some transactional HR thing anymore.
It's really shed that old identity. It is now truly a strategic lever for the whole operation.
Okay, let's start right there with that distinction. When most of us hear staffing, we think, I don't know, hiring someone for a call center, maybe a warehouse. What makes manufacturing staffing so fundamentally different?
The stakes? I mean, it comes down to physical and financial risk.
Okay.
So MS is about sourcing and managing production labor, sure, but it's laser focused on three things. Workforce continuity.
So no gaps in the line.
No gaps. Stable throughput, and this is the big one, safety and compliance under real-world factory conditions.
Right. So unlike, say, a data entry error in an office, a mistake in manufacturing, a lapse in following a process, or a slip-up with heavy machinery, that can stop everything.
It can halt a multi-million dollar production line. Or worse, create a really serious safety incident. The cost of a bad hire isn't just a replacement salary. It's lost production, it's potential liability.
It's a totally different ballgame.
Exactly. It's all about high-stakes optimization. The reliability of the worker is directly tied to the risk of the operation. That's why MS has to start with risk mitigation.
So let's talk about the big picture forces driving this. Why now? Why are manufacturers having to ditch their old HR models?
Well, our sources all point to what is really a perfect storm of pressures. You have tighter global margins than ever before, customers demanding more customization.
And faster. They want it yesterday.
They want it yesterday.
Yeah.
Those shorter lead times leave absolutely zero room for error. Any disruption to the workforce.
Yeah.
It just hammers your most important metrics.
So let's connect those dots. A workforce disruption hits things like delivery schedules, obviously.
Delivery schedules, waste, what the industry calls scrap rates, and it just tanks your overall equipment effectiveness, your OEE.
Okay, hold on. Let's define OEE for anyone who might not be living and breathing this stuff.
Right. Good call. OEE is that core metric. It measures how much quality product you're actually making versus the absolute maximum you could be making.
Factoring in things like downtime, speed, and quality.
Exactly. Availability, performance, and quality. Okay. So when you have high turnover or people just not showing up, your machine performance suffers, your quality control gets shaky.
And your OEE number just drops.
It drops immediately.
Yeah.
And in a high-volume plant, an OEE drop of just, say, 5% because of labor issues, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars in lost product per shift.
Wow. That really puts a number on the pain. And that's on top of the other challenges, right? The labor shortages, the skilled workforce getting older.
And just unpredictable absenteeism. It's a daily battle for plant managers.
Which brings us back to that core difference. General staffing versus manufacturing staffing.
It's a huge difference. General staffing often has to prioritize speed over everything else. The goal is just to fill the slot fast.
Get a warm body in the door.
A warm body, exactly. But that person might need constant retraining, or they might not have the right temperament for the pace.
So speed becomes the enemy of a good fit in these complex environments.
It really is. MS, on the other hand, it emphasizes measurable reliability. Rigorous job matching, verifying actual skills before someone even steps on the floor.
Because the downstream costs of a bad placement rework, training waste, even equipment damage, it just dwarfs whatever you saved by hiring quickly.
The cost of a mismatch here is exponential. It's not even close.
This is where it starts to feel really strategic. How MS gives manufacturers resilience, especially now with all this economic uncertainty. You use the word elasticity.
Yeah, think of it like an industrial shock absorber.
Yeah.
Or a giant labor sponge.
I like that, a labor sponge.
Demand in manufacturing is never flat, right?
Yeah.
You get these huge seasonal surges, you land a massive new contract.
Or a customer just has a sudden spike in orders.
Exactly. Elasticity means you can use MS to rapidly expand your workforce, maybe double your staff for 3 months. without taking on all these massive long-term payroll commitments.
And this is key. It works the other way, too.
It has to. When that demand pulls back, you can adjust your staffing levels down without, you know, without those devastating internal layoffs.
Which just kills morale and your reputation in the local job market.
It's poison. So this approach functions as a hedge. It protects your finances, but it also protects your core workforce and your company culture. It's about managing risk without accumulating all this long-term labor debt.
But resilience isn't just about those big surges. It's about daily continuity, right?
It's about Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., an unexpected sick day, someone quits without notice, or a worker has to be removed for a safety violation. These things can instantly destabilize a multi-shift operation.
And it's even worse in a just-in-time system, a JIT system, where parts are arriving exactly when they're needed.
Oh, it's astonishingly brittle. If one critical operator is missing, the whole supply chain can just seize up. I mean, there was this one automotive supplier, I think in the Midwest, a single person in the stamping department didn't show up.
And what happened?
It forced a 6-hour halt down the line. 6 hours. That's a nightmare scenario.
So MS provides those immediate backfill options. It makes continuity something you can manage.
Right. It becomes a managed variable with a plan, not just a risk you hope doesn't happen today.
And we should touch on the geographic advantage, too. A lot of these plants are in really tight labor markets.
Absolutely. If you're in a smaller city and every manufacturer is fighting for the same 5 certified CNC operators, you're stuck.
Right.
A good staffing partner breaks that chokehold. They have access to broader regional candidate pools that a single company just can't build or maintain on their own. They turn labor from a local problem into a strategic asset.
Okay, let's drill down into skill alignment. This feels like where the precision of MS really separates it from general recruiting.
It's everything.
Yeah.
And the key is understanding there are two totally different screening philosophies depending on the role.
Okay, walk us through those two tiers.
So let's start with your high-volume, entry-level production jobs. Think assemblers, material handlers, packers.
Right.
For these jobs, you're not screening for a fancy degree. You are screening singularly for reliability.
What does that mean in practice? Attendance records.
Attendance history, yes. Can they handle a full shift on their feet? Do they follow standardized work without cutting corners? Can they maintain the required pace? For these roles, reliability is the number one performance indicator. Inconsistency is what creates defects.
So you'd take the person who shows up on time every day over someone with a slightly better resume who misses a shift every other week.
Every single time. The biggest killer of throughput in those roles is absenteeism and churn, period.
Okay, so what about the other tier, the skilled trades?
Now you shift gears completely.
Okay.
For CNC operators, certified welders, maintenance techs, here the staffing partner must provide rigorous, documented verification.
So we're talking about checking certifications.
Checking specific certs, making sure they have documented hours on, say, a 5-axis mill, not just any mill. And often it means hands-on skills testing.
That feels like it protects against the worst-case scenarios, putting an unqualified person on a critical job.
It does. A misplacement in a skilled trade doesn't just cost you a few hours of work. It can destroy thousands of dollars in material or shut down a million-dollar machine for days. Verification is your insurance policy against that.
And financially, for the manufacturer, there are other savings, right, by outsourcing all that sourcing and screening.
The administrative burden is huge. Sourcing, screening, drug tests, background checks, initial onboarding. Shifting that externally frees up a massive amount of internal HR time.
Time they could be spending on culture or developing their permanent employees.
Exactly. And you get people who are productive faster with fewer hiring mistakes. The staffing firm is constantly managing that talent pipeline for you.
We have to stress the safety component here. These are high-risk environments.
Non-negotiable. This isn't an afterthought. Specialized MS builds in mandatory safety orientation, plant-specific rules, personal protective equipment, PPE training. All of that happens before a worker ever steps on the floor.
Which has to reduce incident rates.
It does. It reinforces that safety culture from day one, and it helps mitigate the company's legal and operational risk by ensuring everyone, temporary or permanent, is trained to the exact same standard.
So let's pull back and look at the big picture. We're shifting the view of staffing from just a short-term fix to something more like a strategic foundation.
And the most direct link there is to quality control. I would argue that inconsistent labor is the number one cause of random quality defects.
It makes sense. If the person running the machine changes every few weeks, you can't possibly expect a consistent, repeatable outcome.
You can't. So when MS is done right, It stabilizes the whole process. That consistency drives down defect rates. It reduces scrap. It allows your standardized work to actually become standard. You can't have consistent product without consistent people.
And that stability, that's the foundation you need for things like lean manufacturing or Kaizen, right? All those continuous improvement ideas.
You can't do it otherwise. You can't optimize a process if the people executing it are constantly changing. The improvements never stick. Consistency allows them to take root.
This also seems to open the door for smarter long-term workforce planning. You mentioned staffing to hire models.
Yes, this is a game changer. It basically turns hiring from a guess into an evidence-based decision.
It's the ultimate try before you buy.
Exactly. The company gets to evaluate a worker's actual attendance, their performance, their cultural fit, all under real production pressure, sometimes for months, before they even think about extending a permanent job offer.
It just de-risks that permanent hiring decision so much.
Think of the cost of a bad permanent hire. Recruitment, salary, benefits, severance. This model helps you avoid that financial cliff.
And this isn't based on gut feelings anymore. It's increasingly data-driven. What kind of metrics are being tracked?
The best firms go way beyond just headcount. They're tracking attendance rates for specific roles, assignment completion rates, retention after placement, all of it.
So they can see what's working and what isn't.
Exactly. The data lets the staffing partner continuously tweak their recruiting and training to get better outcomes for the client. It becomes a closed-loop system of improvement for the human side of the factory.
And of course, this has to be adaptive. Staffing for a food plant is different than for an aerospace facility.
Oh, completely. Food production is all about sanitation protocols and pace. Aerospace is about precision, traceability, specialized inspection certs. A good staffing solution is never one size fits all. It has to adapt to what's most critical for that specific industry.
So let's bring this all together for our listener. We started this conversation with staffing as, you know, a basic administrative task, but it's clearly transformed.
It really has.
We've seen that specialized manufacturing staffing is a real competitive differentiator. It provides operational confidence, it helps ensure quality, and it gives companies that financial resilience, that hedge against all the uncertainty out there.
Reliable staffing really is the foundation for manufacturing excellence. It's often overlooked, but it's critical.
And for this to work, it has to be a real partnership.
It does. You need that clear alignment between the company and the staffing firm. Clear job descriptions, constant and honest feedback, and shared accountability. The staffing partner has to be like an extension of the internal ops team.
So a final thought. If reliable staffing leads to predictable labor, predictable labor leads to superior quality and on-time delivery, then maybe the future competitive advantage for a manufacturer isn't just in their automation. Maybe it's in how sophisticated they are at managing their human labor as a measurable, optimizable resource. So the question for you is, what steps can you take this week to ensure that kind of foundational reliability in your own projects?